This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland. I'm at the NaviLens table. Can you just introduce yourself and a bit about NaviLens as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Oran McAllister. I work in client engagement and support at NaviLens. I've come here today just to sort of give a bit of an overview of NaviLens, how it works, where it came from, all of the unique attributes that we have over sort of other technologies that are out there. And also we're talking as well a little bit about the implementation here in Belfast, which is a very important implementation to us, because it's a real full-on proper implementation that provides wayfinding, real-time information, lots of information like that. So I'm here just to provide a little bit of sort of education and guidance as to what it is. And so it's an assistive technology that uses a series of colorful codes under application, and it's technology that can detect these codes from very far distances, wide angles, while moving. It does automatic language translation to 37 different languages, and it's a sort of an alternative to using QR codes, really. It's a much more accessible way of accessing information.
I was at Belfast Grand Central Station this morning, and I had no idea that there would be so many NaviLens codes. They're everywhere. The amount of information that is available at people's fingertips is absolutely incredible. How is it designed? How is it sort of set up?
Yeah, so our initial conversation started, about a year and a half ago, because they were building the station. And this is one of the nice things about this implementation, is that they were implementing NaviLens as part of the infrastructure of the building. So they were actually trying to get ahead of the final implementation, so that they could have it properly implemented, putting in along with the tactile paving to ensure that proper wayfinding is provided. They've created signage where the NaviLens codes can be added to them. So it was a really great implementation, and they've really gone to town, because they've allowed people, when you enter into the building, you can choose your destination. So it will offer you destinations, and you choose where you want to go, and along the tactile paving it will guide you to every single bus stand, to the train platforms, and will also indicate other facilities along the way, like customer services, information, lots of other elements there. But it's one of my favorite projects that I've worked on, and I'm so proud to be from Northern Ireland and be working on a project that they've really gone sort of head first into this. They've said, this is our solution, this is the one we want to use, and this is going to be the great focal point of accessibility for Northern Ireland, in the hope that other local communities can kind of see the benefits and they can start thinking, maybe this is something that we can start branching out. Because I think it's important to realize that it's great to have one place with NaviLens, but until it starts growing outwards and that it actually becomes a full community thing, you know, it only has a certain limitation of function. So, but the accessibility team at Grand Central have been amazing. And they're doing trainings, they're bringing groups of people, they're letting them, you know, test and educating people about the technology, which is one of the most important things, is to actually understand. Like, I can stand here and talk to you about what NaviLens can do, but the moment you open up the application, you start scanning, there you start to see the benefits of it.
Absolutely. And people will be familiar with NaviLens on a range of other products as well, so you'll see them in supermarkets. Where can we find NaviLens very often?
Of course, you have, as you say, the supermarkets. We're working with over 30 different brands. There's more brands to come. Some exciting things are happening. Some pioneering projects are coming out. In Northern Ireland, we have the Grand Central Station, which I've spoken about. Again, we're at that kind of growth stage here. We have been working on a number of projects in the UK as well, within transit, but also within cultural facilities. So we have in art galleries, museums, also in music venues. So the Roundhouse in Camden in London have recently implemented, and it's an education and concert venue. So they actually educate, and they're bringing in a lot of young people who are blind and partially sighted into the facilities to learn music and how to do things like DJing, playing instruments, all that kind of thing. So it can be incorporated in so many different areas. And office spaces as well are also going to be using NaviLens codes. And we're working on a couple of projects for outdoors. So we've been working with the National Trust in their grounds of Saltram House, which is in Plymouth in the UK. So they've actually made their gardens accessible, and they're hoping, and we're hoping, that the plan is further down the line, they're going to be able to bring it inside the facility as well, so that people can not only have the outdoors enjoyment of, you know, navigating around the facilities, but actually going in and learning a little bit about the history. You know, NaviLens just provides all the information that people who are sighted can already see. So if there is an artifact and there's information there, putting in ambulance codes and the same information. It's all about the equality of access to information. If there's a sign, put an ambulance code, giving that same information, the directional information as well, and again with the real-time information. So working on a number of projects here, and in the south of Ireland as well, we're starting to work on a number of projects too, and it's going global. So we're working a lot in the US at the moment, a lot of interest, but lots of places, but mainly in the supermarket is where you're definitely going to find it, because there's so many products in the range that you're going to find something with the NaviLens code on it.
And what's the reaction been like here today? You've maybe been introducing people to NaviLens who maybe not tried it before, and this is their first experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of this being here. It's just to sort of help with the education element, as I say. And it was to kind of just talk about the versatility of the codes, because I know, you know, some people have said, oh, we've come across these, we've heard about these, but this is an opportunity to kind of really go into why is it different? What is different about it? Why is it good? Why does it work? You know, when we talk about, you know, the accuracy element, the location, you know, being able to, you also use the codes at home as well, because we provide free codes for use at home or in certain facilities like educational facilities and things. So it's just to sort of not really promote ourselves, but just to kind of help create that awareness, especially, not to keep talking about the Grand Central Station, but now that there's something so amazing there, it's really good to kind of encourage people to go out and test it and, you know, play with it. And I think that's part of the process of learning what it is about, is to actually do it, go out and scan. And yeah, so that's kind of what I was here to do, to bring a little bit of awareness.
And for people who have maybe heard about it now and would like to give it a try, where can they find NaviLens?
Yeah, so if you want to use, for example, if you want to use NaviLens at home, we have free kits that you can download inside the NaviLens app. If you go into the main menu, you have an option for requesting NaviLens codes, and you can download free personal codes, which you program on your own mobile device. We also have a 360 wayfinding code where you can actually create routes around facilities. So in your work, or in your home, or in other people's houses, which does work with iOS currently. I always like to be upfront about everything. We also have the free kits that can be used in educational facilities, healthcare facilities, libraries, associations, and events. And we have a new bathroom kit coming out as well to make public bathrooms more accessible, so that anybody going into an unfamiliar bathroom can use NaviLens. And we also have the NaviLens accessible QR code. So even small businesses that maybe, you know, have a limited budget, they can actually go and use these codes for free. There's 10 free accessible QR codes. So it's a QR code, but it's extra secure and it has the NaviLens technology applied. And then let's see what the future holds. I think more products, and let's hope that we start to get some growth here in Northern Ireland, because again, this is really close to my own heart, and being able to be part of something and putting Northern Ireland on the accessibility map is something that's really important to us.
Well, thanks very much for joining us at the RNIB Tech Fair in Northern Ireland, and for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to chat a bit. Thank you.